questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. The pleasure is all ours. Our question today has been sent by one of our listeners, and it is about dreams. So some people, maybe a lot of people, when they sleep and they dream, sometimes they are visited by their deceased family relatives. Are these types of dreams true dreams, what we call ru'ya sadaqa, an actual dream? Or is it just figments of the imagination or memories? And in extension of this, what is then a proper dream, a true dream?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, that most of the dreams that ordinary people have it, they are from among the adqat al-ahlam, according to the verse of Noble Quran, means that some false dream that people have it. And it is because of the power of imagination of human being, and because they sometimes people they engage in this material life, they are engaged in many other points that the mind is full and busy with different things, you know, detailed thing they thinking about, and because of this engagement, and because the mind is busy, when they have sleep. Okay, they have a kind of dream, and this dream is considered to be false dream, and we cannot rely that. They are not reliable dreams, and according to the verses of Noble Quran, you know, we have other type of dream, which is ru'ya sadaqa, okay, true dreams. This ru'ya sadaqa has a lot of condition for that, if you want to have that kind of dream. First of all, talk about the time of that. Time of that, it has been mentioned, is in the time of Sahar, before dawn. Okay. Another condition of that is that individual should be in the pure condition. Okay. Ma'at tahara, which means in the pure condition with ablution.
Ritual ablution
before they going to sleep. Not to be in the, for example, ritual ablution, not to be junub, which we say that it is kind of impurity for the individual. This janaba actually is causing from the sexual intercourse. And be in the position of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to this narration, Imam said that, ذكر الله حقيقة ذكره, which means to have this kind of a spiritual and heart relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay?
Right.
By this condition, if we observe these conditions that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, then you can have ru'ya sadaqa. But it is not very easy done. Because if you want to have real mentioning and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it requires, you know, cleansing of hearts. Okay, your heart must be clean from any kind of, you know, deviation.
Impurity, sins.
And, you know, in that case, maybe you have the opportunity of having ru'ya sadaqa. But I have to mention that it is rarely that people, they can have this ru'ya sadaqa. And for the most case, they understand that whether it was the ru'ya sadaqa or adghath ahlam, because spiritually speaking, when you are in the very nice situation, you are away from any kind of sin, and you have this kind of muraqaba, which means always maintain your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe you have the opportunity and privilege of having these ru'ya sadaqa.
So upon these ru'ya sadaqa, you call it a privilege. So who sees these dreams? Is there a message behind them? or is it just some privilege, a gift to them? What is the, called, the tafsir, the exegesis, the meaning of these dreams?
You know, my brother, talking about the interpretation of such dreams, you know, it has its own story, because right. only few people, they can interpret the dreams. I know that, you know, many people claim that we can interpret the dream, and there are a lot of books has been published over there about this issue, about ta'wil ru'ya, interpretation of the dreams. But most of them, and most of these people, if it's not all of them, they are not reliable one. Okay?
Right.
I want to say that if you observe this condition that Imam mentioned, and the most important of that, it was remembering and muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always have your spiritual relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
right.
that you witness and you have very clear, dream that... For example,
you understand the dream.
You understand it.
Yes, you do not need a tafsir or explanation.
Because right. of that, I use the very clear and obvious dream.
Yes, right.
Because it is actually the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For very few people, they can have the privilege of having these kind of dreams. And that dream, maybe the questioner asked about the visiting the dead people. Yes, it is possible. It is possible that you go to the realm of that, which we call it Alamul Mithal. It's kind of realm that after this life, you go to the another life, which we call it Alamul Barzakh, a kind of mediator between this life and the Day of Judgment. Of course, I do not want to go to the explanation of that, because it requires a lot of explanation, which kind of character it has, what is the explanation of that.
Right.
But I want to say that very briefly, it is possible to do that, but possible for very few people who observe these conditions, who have a lot of qualification to have these ru'ya sadiqa and the true dream.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs. On IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, you'll find your way. So a question then that might arise: is it possible for somebody to not have these qualifications to be blessed by Allah to have such a dream?
No. Usually it is not. Because Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, in that particular narration that I share with you, he mentioned that it must be, these conditions should be met. Okay?
And they without, must be met.
Yeah. This condition must be met. And without this condition, it is not possible for the evil people, for example, suddenly...
Not evil people, but some people who are not that religious, they also claim, and happens, they saw, for example, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they had a problem in their life, and then they saw the Imam in their dreams, and they spoke to him, and then their hajat, their needs, they were fulfilled.
You know, my brother, we cannot rely on that, okay? Because the point is that not only dream... We have another idea, especially in the mysticism, Islamic mysticism, which we call it shuhud, which means that kind of witnessing some realities.
Right, and that's only a hujjah for those who witnessed it.
Exactly.
Right.
These could be proof, I repeat that, it could be proof for the those people who witness it.
Right.
Okay?
And only.
if that's witnessing, which we call it, shuhud, has its proper condition.
Of course.
if it has its accurate way and introduction for that. Because many people, unfortunately, especially false claimants, they claim that, yes, I have the dream of Imam al-Mahdi, I visited the noble Prophet Muhammad, I talked to him, I talked to Prophet Muhammad, and he told me that, for example, that person is your guide, and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, a lot of misguided people want to misuse this idea, okay, right, and to claim many other false idea via this false dream. The point is that, my brother, if that condition, I want to say that any dream, any shuhud, any witnessing, if it has been done by its accurate way, okay, by accurate introduction, it is acceptable for that individual. If it is not done, I mean, the condition have not been met, so nobody, even that individual, him or herself, cannot rely on that.
Okay, right.
It is for sure. You know, it is granted. Because I know that many people, unfortunately, they claim many ideas. Even they do not have the minimal, let's say, condition for that. But they bring about many other claims that they are baseless.
Would you then, dear Sheikh, in your expertise and according to the narrations and the verses of the Holy Quran, could it be said then that if you've reached a certain maqam status, a certain level of taqwa, of piety, that you will see such a dream? Or is it also at that stage only to some?
As I said, if you have the condition, if you have all these conditions, of course, it is possible for you to have that
dream. It's possible. It is not a given that you must see such a dream.
No, it is not given. Because it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Okay? And it is not for sure that you will have that dream. Okay? The point here is that, and I want to emphasize on that, is that you have to observe all the conditions. If you do that, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this privilege of having this ru'ya sadaqa, which is a true dream.
So, dear Sheikh, with all of these requirements met, we do have some scholars, not from our sect, for our Sunni Muslim brothers, but also from other Muslims who are not Shia Muslims. They also see these dreams. And they meet the criteria according to themselves. They are pious, religious. They sleep with ritual ablution. And they saw this dream at such and such time. So the question is, if we then start accepting these dreams as being valid, it can open a whole other door of, perhaps we call it an inhiraf of corruption. Because some might say, I saw the Prophet tell me that Umar and Abu Bakr, they are the righteous caliphs. And another will see, I saw the Imam Mahdi, and he told me that I will be his successor, perhaps. And it escalates. So how can we go about this, dear Sheikh? What is our stance on these dreams, generally, to avoid such corruption?
You see that, as I said, we have a lot of false claimant in this issue. Many people claim that, and you said that, for example, they brought about the denomination, and they want to say that, how can I support that denomination by saying that, for example, my cult is true because I've witnessed I saw the noble prophet in my dream, that he supported me and he gave me a lot of instruction.
Right.
You see that, my brother, in narrations, we have a lot of criteria for those people who want to have, accurate, let's say, dream. But first of all, it is established that dream at all it is not considered to be one of the proofs.
Okay.
Right. One of the hujjah. Hujjah is Noble Quran and wisdom and the narration and consensus, according to some scholars,
right,
these are considered to be your proof and your hujjah. Nobody says that dream or witness or anything else beside that they are hujjah.
Of course.
Of course.
Right.
You want to say that, maybe they have some dreams and witnesses, which we call it shuhud, but they are, if it has been in a true way and all conditions and introduction have been met, can be proof for that person, for that individual.
Right.
it is not proof at all. Nobody can say that.
Right.
Yes, for
you cannot
others.
Face Allah on Judgment Day and see and say that I believed in so-and-so because such person saw this dream.
Even for that individual, maybe for the most cases cannot be proved. I want to add this point.
Of course.
For that individual, because most of them, if not all of them, they do not meet all conditions. For example, the condition of that is, as I said, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acceptance, the guardianship of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. That it is a basic element, an introduction for that person in order to have Ruya Sadaqa.
Right.
I want to say that for a scholarly analysis, we cannot rely on any dream or any, witness. Rather, we should go to a rational, analysis, or, for example, the verse of Noble Quran or the narrations of Ahlul Bayt.
And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank you, dear Sheikh, for joining us today, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن